Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day, as we enjoy the earth turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. And blessed are we.
Just because you cannot see something does not mean that this unseen thing is not very powerful. This is how I view the things below us. Maybe a leaf or some other surface manifestation is seen on the surface. But below there is power. As above, so below. Welcome to Green Magic, Green Medicine with your host, Susan Weed. Tonight will be part two of our discussion on roots. Join us.
Touched the sun, but I can't reach it. My vision was taken away. I fear I'll sink, and the song I hear makes me unaware of his pain. When he returns, he will be happy. His thoughts will be with him again. And sometimes he fears he'll sing, and the song he hears makes him think.
Everybody, and that's a very close personal friend of mine, somebody I've known my whole life, myself, Daniel Michael, in that song. And I see Susan is in the host queue, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. Welcome, Susan Weed.
Green blessings, Daniel. It's always such a delight to be with you.
Thank you, and you as well.
And so we're going to go underground.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, I mean, it's a good place to go underground, especially at this time of the year, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, people are really starting to notice that there's less light, that it's getting darker. Now, granted, they notice in a kind of whiny, complaining way, as though there was something wrong with it, but no, it's what's happening. We're turning into the darkness, and so are the plants.
You think it's making them a little mean?
Yes, we started talking about this last week.
That
the plants are feeling not just the cold, but the darkness, because plants can actually see and feel. And because of that, they are starting to, or continuing to really focus on putting things into their roots. And we talked a little bit about how plants that are annuals aren't putting anything into their roots right now because they put it all into their seeds and they're just hanging as seeds over the wintertime. And those are plants that grow every year. That's why they're annuals. And then we talked about the biannuals or the biennials that take under 2 years but more than a year to grow. And we mentioned certain important plants like burdock and food plants like carrots are biennials. And then we also talked about the perennials, the plants that live for at least 3 years and often quite a bit longer, and how herbalists tend to really focus in on those perennial roots because the perennials are the plants that are there year after year. Like trees are perennials. We think about the rings in the trees, and we can see, oh, that was a rich summer, that was a poor summer, that was a hard winter, that was an easy winter. We can see it in the tree rings. And we also get it in the medicine of the roots of the plants. So this weekend, I spent time with my live-in apprentice and my live-out apprentices and some students who came by for the weekend, and we dug roots. We went out and about with the goats, and we visited various roots. We looked around us, and we said, what is here now, and what can we do with it, and what are the roots that we want to focus on? What plants are calling out to us to do, just as you said, Daniel, to look deeper, to not be fooled by what's above ground, but to really move into the earth. And everyone was quite surprised to discover that what was growing underground, the root, was not in relationship to the leaves.
Mm.
And they found one plant. They said, oh, yes, we really like, you know, nice big yellow dock leaves here. And then they dug up the root of it, and it was a fairly little root. And then there was another place. They said, oh, look, there's this one burdock leaf. And they dug it up, and I think it was the biggest burdock plant that they found all day. So going, as you say, going down and into is really appropriate for this time of the year. And I thought that over the next few months, as the dark really gathers and crystallizes, as we move toward the winter solstice, where the sun stands still and the day and the night are the same length, and then the light begins to predominate, then in that time we would look into some roots, some important roots, some common roots, some roots that you probably have growing right around you. And I think about my friend, Peter Gale. Peter is a professor at a university, and he was quite interested to notice that in his kind of anthropology studies, that people were eating wild foods. And this was something he had, of course, experienced in his family. And he began to get interested in that, and he put out a call for people to send him wild food recipes. And he was astonished that about 90% of the recipes he got were for a common weed that grows in everybody's lawn. You're right. Dandelion. In fact, Peter Gale got so involved with dandelion that he put out a dandelion cookbook using selections from these wonderful recipes, and not wanting to stop there, for many years, until his health prevented it, he had a dandelion cook-off at his home where people would come with their dandelion recipes and see who could make the best thing of dandelion. I often say that, especially in terms of herbal medicine, dandelion is the easiest and the most generous of all herbs to work with. Mm. Dandelion offers us roots, leaves, flowers, and flower stalks, all of which can be used as medicine. The only part of dandelion that I have never used as medicine is the seeds. And I often joke that that's because they're too hard to catch. When you think about it, the seeds of the dandelion, of course, are almost our archetypal image of it. It's that beautiful, bright, sunny flower. And then that flower closes up. And when it reopens, it's a magic wand, isn't it? It's this globe of dandelion seeds, each with a white fairy parachute attached to it. And all children who live where dandelion grows make up games about what to do with those fluffs of the dandelion. So, dandelion, it's not too late. We dug up dandelion this weekend. We made dandelion tincture with the root. And primarily we're going to use that to help to get rid of acid indigestion, help to improve digestibility of foods, especially to help improve the functioning of the liver and the liver's ability to make bile. And we also made dandelion root and leaf vinegar. And we're going to be using that on our salads through the winter to help, again, with digestion. And we tend to think of winter foods as being heavier foods. We certainly need more fat in the wintertime, and the liver can be challenged to deliver on that. So putting aside some dandelion now to help your liver during the winter is a good idea.
Now, Susan.
Dandelion is one of the plants that I focus on in my green book, Healing Wise. Healing Wise is the second Wise Woman herbal. And in it, I talk about the three traditions of healing: the scientific tradition, which measures and fixes; the heroic tradition, which balances and cleanses, both of which are anti-life; and the wise woman tradition, which nourishes the wholeness of the unique individual. So the book starts with information about those three traditions, and then it goes on to information about seven of my most favorite plants: burdock, chickweed, dandelion, nettle, ostraw, seaweeds, and violet. We do use burdock root, and we dug some burdock root this weekend as well. We got out the burdock root vinegar that we had made last fall, and we had that on our salad. And we cautioned each other not to have too much because burdock is a aperient, and it can increase the force of peristalsis and get things moving through your intestines. And a couple of people made some burdock root tincture with the burdock root that they had dug to help clear skin problems. So we're going to start with dandelion. And in ensuing weeks, we'll also be talking about burdock. And another one of the plants that we dug this weekend was yellow dock. And we will definitely be talking about yellow dock. I actually have plans to put yellow dock in the next book that I'm writing, which is going to be a companion to Healing Wise, called Healing Well. I actually thought when I wrote Healing Well that Healing Wise was going to follow right after it, but then I realized I was moving toward menopause and I had to write a book about menopause before menopause hit me and I lost my mind and forgot everything I knew. And one thing led to another, and Healing Well still isn't here, but it's nearly done, and I really look forward to the day that it comes out. I'm going to read to you from Healing Wise. Dandelion speaks. Bonjour, ma chère. Is it not a day magnifique? Beautiful. I am so full of delight that you have come to play with me, ami. And see how full this day is with sunshine and singing birds and golden bees. Does it not make you want to sing and buzz and glow as well? Oh, no. Why are you looking up? Hey, look down. Silly humans, whenever they hear a voice and do not see a person, they look up. What do they expect? Hey, an angel? Mon Dieu. Look down at your feet. Down, down. God, I speak to you from the earth. Oui, it is I, Tooth of the Lion, Dandelion, Dandelion, who speaks to you of the day magnifique. Dr. Dandelion, s'il vous plaît. Hello, what is that? Am I a medical doctor? An M.D., I guess you could say so, but with no degrees, eh? So maybe we better say I am an S.D., a spirit doctor, or self-healing doctor, or spirit dancer. I am a doctor who prescribes ecstasy and unity and self-love, eh? Joy can heal. I say, joy makes the spirit whole, and then the whole person can heal. Eh? Some people, they consider me a very powerful doctor. Others, they say I'm an aggressive foreigner. Please do excuse my accent. It is true that I am not from your beautiful country, though I am very much at home here. Merci. But what to say of myself, eh? Even I sometimes do not understand myself perfectly well. I am so full of dramatic opposites, and I love all my opposites to me. This is not a contradiction, but vast variety. Always, it is my task to expand, to encompass fully the dualities of existence. A large undertaking, eh, chérie? You see me here, golden in the sunlight, full of myself, bold and brazen, erupting with fountains of bright yellow, crowning myself with 20, 50, 100 golden head of dresses, the queen of life, unbounded life, delirious with joie de vivre, buzzed over wildly by the bees and the fairies, or the petite zings avec wings, eh? They love to come to me. They are all attracted to me. Are you not attracted to me, chérie? Do you not find yourself compelled to me? Hey, have you tasted my nectar? Come, put your probing tongue to my pollen. Are you in awe of my intensity? You think maybe I have an overzealous personality? Oh, maybe you are a bit embarrassed that I show off and strut my stuff, eh? You think a doctor should be more reserved? Perhaps you are even afraid of me? Am I not the lion? You see me as a creature splendid, great yellow gold lioness, in touch with all of existence, and that includes death. Do not worry, I play nice. But what of the cool, hidden part of me? What of my melancholy? What of the part of me that sinks into the earth as far as I can reach to be alone, alone in silence? What of the part of me that closes up so fast when the storm threatens and when the sky grows dim? I do not shine in the gloom. I hide away. And what is the part of me that blows off my seeds, that sends them like tears flying in the winds of time, a lore stranger even to my own children? Take off your shoes, we take off your shoes, and now your socks. Put your bare feet on the earth here. Are you surprised at the goel? I keep my toes down in the cool, deep, moist earth, chérie. So I keep my goel even when I get hot. I told you I am full of the opposites. Oui, I am all. There is everything. Is it me? Yes. What you think? You think you are having good time playing with Dr. Dandelion? Sometimes together we will be dark and quiet, and sometimes we will shine as brightly as we can. Sometimes we will be rooted for years and years and years in one spot. And sometimes we go on endless flights of fancy. I am always those things. I think this makes me good doctor. I am whole in my many ways. You play with me, you feel more whole in your many ways. Is this not what a self-love a doctor is supposed to do? What? What is this? You are calling me a weed? Not a doctor? Who tells you these things? You say doctors do not take off their shoes and put their feet in the earth? Oh, you say doctors do not make sexy jokes? You say doctors especially do not go where they are not wanted, invading neighborhoods and disturbing the residents? Something wrong with your idea of doctors! I tell you again, I am a doctor of life, of spirit. I exist to help you live your life to the fullest, to experience all the parts of yourself, to enjoy yourself, your food, your sex, your work. I am here to open you to life. Life, your life, your whole life. How can I do this if I do not live where you live, eh? How can I do this if I do not follow you everywhere? I must be under your very feet to call after you. Eh, you are asleep. You are asleep, and I am the alarm clock. Ooh, 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 ooh. Wake up, wake up. Enjoy your life. Enjoy yourself. This is Dr. Dentileon, SD speaking. You have more problems with me? Excuse me. You say I'm old-fashioned. Dr. Dentileon is old-fashioned, of the old country, not modern, the old we. Old-fashioned, no. I am the great wholeness, which contains all opposites. In the great lioness of unity, I am modern, contemporary, fresh, young. And still I have the ancient knowing. I am old. I have the ancient times inside me. First woman and I were friends way back then. She, whole, me, whole. No speaking did we need. We played glad games of creation. Her every thought, fantasy, and dream took form, became dolphins in the sea, lions stalking antelope, snakes warming, living spirals on rock altars, honey bees singing joy. Here was first woman's first problem. Honey bees hungry. So first woman asked for my help. She sees how many flowers I make and how much the bees love my largesse of pollen and how they suck on my nectar. And she says to me, I make more. I wonder. I am pondering. I am wondering how. How do I make more? I ponder very deep. Very deep, very long, very long. I brood on this request. I pull my sepals up around my flower so I can sink. Yes, I must sink. I must sink. Oh, and as I ponder, a wondrous thing occurs inside my closed flower. Under my sepals, curling in green, seeds. Seeds form, and each seed holds a gossamer parachute. I am so astonished by this that I open my sepals. Whoosh! The wind blows and away fly my seeds on their silky puffs. My little baby seeds are gone. Oh, away fly my dream seeds. Today my seeds make more dandelions and fly no further than you can walk in an hour. But that day, they flew to every place on the planet Earth. And each seed became the seed of a different unusual leaf flower of the green nations. And so all the flowers were born, and all the bees became so happy they began to buzz. They still do. They still buzz. It's such a happy story, eh? Except for me, perhaps, because I miss my seeds. And are they not naughty children to fly so far away from me? Ah, that was such a long time ago. But ancient memories do not make one out of date or old-fashioned, eh? And Dr. Dentileon has had a punk hairstyle for a long time, and is this not modern? Simple that we talk. Simple, good. What else bothers you? Tell me. And what else makes you not want to play with Dr. Dandelion? Hey, what makes you not trust me? You tell me, and we talk. Oh, really? Bitter? You have been told that I am bitter? Sweet? What can I say? Along with the sweet of life comes the bitter. But I do not think I lay so heavy on your tongue as all that. I like to think of myself as sharp, not bitter. Salty and sharp. Do I not dress sharp a quiet looker. A, I like to be sharp, quick, on the alert. I like to be on the edges, the cutting edges of new thought, new fashion. Dr. Dente Leone cuts a sharp image. I like to be in the public eye to show off, eh? I like to be in the middle of things. I like to hear all the gossip. I like to be in the know, and I like to shine. And when I am in the spotlight, I am not sweet, eh? When I shine, it is supposed to be a little bitter. But come to me, Shetty, after the show, and believe me, I will be sweet and tasty. Oh, what? I think you're going to stay and play, and now you go? What is this? You say you are going to study dandelion with some woman named Weed. Quelle absurdité. Stay here, study with Dr. Dandelion. You don't need that woman Weed, whoever she is. I tell you the facts. I take you on the Weed Walk, and I tell you all about how to find and buy a new dandelion, eh? Who knows better, hey? You get it right from the doctor's mouth, or you go with some woman named Weed. Ah, come, you play with me, and we learn lots of things. Bon, bon, get your notebook and pen, s'il vous plaît. Dr. Dente Leone is going to give you all the facts. And this is our introduction to Dandelion.
And it felt like I was at some sort of a green medicine poetry slam there for a minute.
I had such a good time writing this book. And in fact, there are a couple of colleges which use this book in writing courses.
Hmm. That's so cool, because
I
you don't have any degrees.
I think it shines through when you're having a good time doing what you're doing. And for me, it wasn't so much making it up as translating it.
Right. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, like, you know, when I'm with Dandelion, like, this is really who Dandelion is. It's this really bold, brash, like, don't pay attention to others, pay attention to me. Hello, hello, here am I. And, again, it happened this weekend. You know, I took the class over to see this really interesting plant that I really like in salads. And while we're sitting there in the grass, supposedly looking at this plant, somebody says, look, a dandelion is blooming. And there it was. The middle of October, dandelion going, hey, hey, look at me, look at me. So, of course, we had to taste the dandelion leaves. Now, all of the books say, go get your dandelion greens in the spring. They're great spring tonic. And I'm not against that at all. But I have found that the dandelion leaves taste a lot less bitter in the fall. They get sweeter. We've been talking about that, right, about how the roots are laying down those sugars, laying down those good carbohydrates for the winter. And so the leaves, too, taste a lot, lot sweeter. I know there's some dandelion growing wherever you live, because just about every place I've been, there is some kind of dandelion. Okay, not in the tropics, not in the tropical part of Florida, but just about everywhere else, even in deserts, there's some kind of dandelion. So why don't you make it your goal to see if you can find some dandelion growing around where you live this week? And then, if you want to, see if there's some way to incorporate that dandelion into your life, whether it's just looking at it, growing it, or eating it. That sounds like our music.
It is. I was letting you know we got about 40 seconds left.
Oh, my gosh. Well, more about dandelion next week. Green blessings, everyone. Come visit me at SusanWeed.com. Thank you so much, Daniel and Main Street.
And thank you very much, Susan, for joining us.
And blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed.